The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can always go online to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, to schedule an evaluation. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about action steps for quality of life. I feel like it's somewhat of a general topic, but it's so important because we never really talk about it because we just assume it's known. We just assume it's, you know, written. So it's just what we do. And it's been so interesting over the course of the last decade to really be able to look at the perspective of quality of life. And that is truly what we do and what our mission and what our goals are at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, right? We look at the five essentials: max mind, nutrition, nerve supply, detox, you know, exercise. We look at all those different components to achieve health. And you figure, why? You know, what is health? Why is it important? Where does health come from? But then when we have health, do we use it appropriately? Which sounds like an odd thing to ask, but I've been reading a lot of books and diving into, reading and listening. There's two types of books I get to read. One is reading, which takes me a lot longer. The other one's listening, which you can make dinner and listen to books, and you can drive in the car and listen to books. So I do a lot of things that allows me to listen to books. But it does make a difference in your quality of life. You know, when I first started, you know, just mentoring people in terms of health at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, what was really interesting is 10 years ago, you would ask people in the United States, are we healthy or sick? And the average person at that point would kind of hum or ha, maybe think about it, contemplate it. And, you know, fast forward 10 years, we look at, you ask that same question to the relative same demographic of people. And you say, in the United States, are we healthy or sick? And there's not a hesitation. There's not a question in someone's mind that makes them think maybe as a whole, as a society, we're healthy, which is crazy, you know? And so when I first started doing like x-ray reports and going through, it was so interesting because I would have stacks, right? Like full file folder stacks full of articles, research studies, articles about where we fell in health of the United States, you know, how much we paid on average per capita in insurance, where we fell overall in terms of a health demographic, you know, all of these things. And then, you know, now I'm like, okay, in the United States, where do we fall? Are we healthy or sick? And most people were like, sick. We're like, okay. So as a society, what are we doing to change that? And everyone's like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, so we acknowledge that there's a problem, yet we've not yet really acknowledged what the solution is. And I don't necessarily believe that there's just one flat solution when it comes to healthcare, right? Because if it was that simple, someone would have done it already. But I do think that it is a conglomerate, right? An addition of all of these things. But I think the number one is our mindset. And so we'll get into a little bit of that, some action steps we can take. But before that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
So for today's Health in the News, we are going from an article from the New York Times. Speaking about where you carry body fat may affect how long you live. So extra weight in some places may lower your risk of dying prematurely. So being overweight is linked to an increased risk for premature death, but which part of the body carries the added fat could make a difference. Extra weight in some places may actually lower the risk. I thought this was really interesting because we just kind of classify obesity all into one. So researchers writing in BMJ, British Medical Journal, reviewed 72 prospective studies that included more than 2.5 million participants with data on body fat and mortality. They found that central adipose tissue, so a very large waist, was consistently associated with a higher risk of all-cause mortality. In pooled data from 50 studies, each 4-inch increase in the waist was associated with an 11% increased relative risk for premature death. So for every 4 inches, it increases your risk of kind of all-cause premature death by 11%. That's pretty substantial. The association was significant after adjusting for smoking, physical activity, and alcohol consumption. Waist size is an indicator of the amount of visceral fat or stored fat in the abdomen around the internal organs. This kind of fat is associated with an increased risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, and Alzheimer's. But increased fat in two places appears to be associated with a lower risk of death. I thought this was really interesting. Three studies show that each 2-inch increase in the thigh circumference was associated with an 18% lower risk of all-cause mortality, which I'm like, maybe these soccer days of just saying, hey, like, I've just got thick thighs. I played soccer. I'm never going to have thighs that don't touch. Like, that's just not who I am. I have a normal size waist. I have thick thighs. As a kid, I always had to buy jeans a couple sizes up to fit my thighs and then had to wear a belt around my waist because it never fit around my waist, right? Like, it's associated with an 18% lower risk of all-cause mortality. In 9 studies involving almost 300,000 participants, a 4-inch increase in a woman's hip circumference was associated with a 10% lower risk of death. So a co-author of the review, who's a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Toronto, said that thigh size is an indicator of the amount of muscle, which is protective. And hip fat is not visceral fat. It's subcutaneous fat, which is considered beneficial. So comparing waist size with other bodily measurements reveal still more information about the risk for premature death. Given two people with the same hip size, the person with the larger waist is at higher risk for premature mortality. For example, consider one man who has a 34-inch waist and 37-inch hips, and another with the same sized hips, 37-inch hips, but a 41-inch waist. The latter relative risk of death, the research found, was almost 50% higher. So again, you know, women, if you have husbands, men, if you're listening, so say you have a 34-inch waist, but then one has 37-inch hips and the other one has 41-inch hips, there's a 50% higher risk of death. Small changes in the hip to the waist to hip ratio make a big difference. In 31 studies that reported the ratio, each 0.1 unit increase to the waist to hip ratio was associated with a 20% higher relative risk of death, with stronger association with men than women. It is unclear if there is a risk in having too small of a waist. They said there's a range which these become beneficial. Losing excess weight, of course, could be desirable, but the problem is that there's no way to redistribute the weight or lose weight in the waist alone. It just doesn't work that way. They said you have to reduce overall weight, and that also reduces central fatness. So there is a way to put many of these various factors together in a single measurement. This is kind of cool, guys. I didn't know about this. So there's a formula called ABSI. It's called or Body Shape Index. So this calculation includes not only weight and height, like the BMI, or body mass index, but also age, sex, and waist circumference. It also may produce a more accurate estimate of risk. So the takeaway message is that watch your waist size. This is where I see a lot of individuals. We carry that adipose tissue in our midsection, and that's what they're talking about. And a lot of that has to do with poor nutrition, lifestyle. So when you're looking at it as a whole, can what you eat and the lifestyle and how you live have an impact? And the answer is absolutely it does. So when we come back, let's touch base a little bit more on action steps to make sure that we can really embrace and lead that quality of life.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. Just keep moving on. Just keep pushing ahead. Yeah, the new has come. All the old is dead. Just keep moving on. Keep your eyes on the prize. And that word in your heart. Yeah, it will be all right. We got that. We got that. We got that. Yeah, we'll be all right.
Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always reach out on our social media, which is Facebook and Instagram. The name is Greenwood Family Chiropractic. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Greenwood Family Chiropractic is where you can find us. Now, there have been a good handful of people who found us through there. And I want to be able to share, you know, today we're talking about quality of life and taking back the power that is yours. And that power is to dedicate what that quality looks like. So we're going to talk about some action steps on what you can be able to do to be able to move forward with that. But before we touch base on those individual points, I really want to touch base with a patient named Brian, who had come into the office and has literally had his life transformed. And when we talk about what we do, and we talk often, you know, it's not about headaches, back, neck pain, and back pain. It's about whole body wellness, right? And that truly is what this is about. And I feel like Brian's story more than ever entails the totality of that, what that means for regaining that quality of life. So I want to thank and welcome Brian to the line. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you today.
Okay, so I appreciate your time. Let's talk. So what were some of the things that you experienced before starting at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Before coming to the clinic, probably 2 years or so, my back has been what I call going out, in the sense that it would all of a sudden just hurt so extremely bad that I couldn't walk, I couldn't move. And prior to coming to the Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I was down in my back for 3 solid weeks. I couldn't move. It hurt to breathe. It hurt to sit up in bed. Literally, my wife and daughter had to carry me practically down the stairs. I was walking with a cane. To get in the vehicle to go anywhere was just extremely painful to try to get into the car or get into the truck. They had to help me in. They had to help me out. Extreme pain, extreme discomfort. It was just, it was like my life was taken away from me.
And I think it's worthy to note, you're how old?
I'm 45 years old.
And how long had this been going on for?
About 2 years.
And so what were some of the things that you had tried for this?
Well, I actually tried a chiropractic before coming to your clinic and was extremely disappointed. There was no relief. There was no help. Right prior to coming to your clinic, I went to the emergency room twice. They gave me shots for the pain, which did not help at all. They actually sent me to a specialist, a spine specialist, and he did x-rays, looked at the spine, and said he couldn't, quote, find anything wrong, but if there wasn't any improvement, then he wanted me to come back and get injections and get shots, and that was something that he said I would probably have to have for the rest of my life. Of course, you know, I didn't want that, and I didn't want to get any injections into my spine. So I actually found Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Facebook, and it scrolled up, and I'm thinking, I've got to do something. I've got to try this. So we set up an appointment, and we came into Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
And so I have to laugh a little bit because you always think about, like, really, how'd you find us? Cause but so you had faith in us, which I appreciate, you know, especially when someone has seen chiropractors before. You know, we're often not the first stop for people. So I always appreciate people's trust when they meet us and think, you know, I think that this is going to be what makes the difference. And so over these last several months, what are some of the changes that you've experienced?
Sure. Walking into your clinic, if you can call it walking in, I was using a cane. My daughter, my wife, practically carried me in. It was painful to stand up, to sit down, to breathe, just intense pain. And the moment we walked into your clinic, and I think the name is really right, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we felt like family. You welcomed us in, you helped us. You know, took the x-rays, and it, because I was such a chronic case, you gave me that first adjustment right away. Mm-hmm. And was very grateful for that. And you charted the course for us, told us what we needed to do, explained everything very, very well, very clear. And, you know, we decided that we were going to see this through to the end, that we were going to be faithful to the plan, the treatment plan, just to see what happens. We had nothing to lose, and I didn't want you know, injections into my spine. So we kept coming and followed the plan that you prescribed. In a matter of just a short period of time, the cane went away. And
I feel like that was like a really big win. You know, the day that you're like, hey, I can put on my own socks and I no longer have to rely on a cane to be mobile in my mid-40s. Like, that's a really, really big win.
You know, it was huge for me. And, you know, being down on my back, because, you know, I'm an active person, but being down on your back and you can't do anything, you know, it was extremely emotional, the fact that, wow, I can actually stand up without the use of a cane, and I can even walk without somebody helping me. It was a huge win, and it was a great victory. Very emotional, and we thank God for that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, all we're doing is just removing interference, like, your body can function, your body can heal. So I know that the very obvious differences are you kicked the cane to the curb. Your mobility, obviously, you don't need help with others to just do normal everyday functional movements. But there has been some other really great unexpected changes that you've experienced as well. And so I would love if you shared some of those too.
Sure, absolutely. You know, we wanted to stay faithful to the home exercise, stay faithful to the office visits, even once we were out of pain, because our goal wasn't just to get out of pain, although that was the immediate need. You know, we want to be healthy, and we don't want this to happen again. You know, I don't want to be laid up in bed again for 3 weeks with the back issue. So So we've stayed faithful with that, and there's been other health improvements because of that. I have chronic sinus issues, allergies, was taking Tylenol sinus probably once a day, if not twice a day, every day, and now maybe once every 2 weeks, if that. Sinus has improved dramatically. My eyesight, and one of my left eye has been my worst eye as far as eyesight is concerned. I've gone to the same eye doctor for years, and just recently we went in for our annual checkup, and they took pictures of my eyes, and she was shocked at what she saw. She said, the nerves in your eyes are actually glowing, and she told me that she only normally sees that in young children. She says it's like your eye is rejuvenating and renewing itself. Mm. And she was able to prescribe me glasses that was able to take that eye and make it 20/20. And she said prior to this last visit, she never thought that that eye could be corrected to that amount. So she was in shock at the improvement in my eyesight.
Yeah. I think so, that's the healing. When you talk about, like, health is your body's ability to heal, healing isn't just removal of pain, you know, like that healing functioning that you have is it, like, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, it's really incredible. You know, I've had a hard time hearing, and did a hearing test, and the high end of my hearing was like jumping off a cliff. It was like non-existent. So they prescribed hearing aids for me, and I've been using them, but in the last little while here, I've set it to the lowest setting, and it's kind of hurting my head because my hearing has improved. And the only thing that we've done different is consistent chiropractic care.
Yeah.
So we're seeing benefits, and I look forward to, you know, what next year is going to bring and the year after that. And my back has so improved to the point that last week when we were on vacation in California, I was able to run on the beach with no pain in my knees, no pain in my back. It was really incredible. So coming to your office has really, given us our life back. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. And you say we and us quite a bit.
Yes. Yes.
So that, would you like to share a little bit more about that? Because I do think that's, sure. I do think that's noteworthy. You know, we think people should come when they're, you know, they're walking in at 45 in a cane, and it's like, well, then what is we?
Sure. Well, I had received such improvement that I wanted my family to be beneficiaries, you know, of the health improvements that I was experiencing, experience them for themselves. So my wife and my four children come with me to Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and my girls and my wife have suffered from migraines for years, and that has improved. They haven't had a migraine since coming to your clinic, and you know, it's just incredible. I want to start them off on the right path, so when they're 45, they don't have to deal with what I'm dealing with now, so that they can have a longer period of life that is full of vitality, without any pain, you know, any limitations whatsoever.
Yeah.
So our whole family is coming.
Yeah, I think that's one when you start investing in health at that age. I always think about my kids and I'm like, man, you know, they've both been adjusted since birth. So I'm just like, I wonder if they're going to have that appreciation because they didn't have to go through those hardships, you know.
Sure.
So, but I do think it's one that's such a blessing to be able to bestow upon kids and that family to be like, hey, we want to have that quality of life and live that together.
You know, absolutely. You know, and I look forward to getting older and playing with my grandkids and not having any issues or any pains. And, you know, and that's definitely, we feel like God directed us to Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and we're just very grateful for it. And the staff there is wonderful. You know, we're very pleased, very happy. And it's a blessing to be connected. And we're just grateful that we've got our life back.
Yeah. Well, and I thank you for not only sharing your testimony, because I know that more than you know, those words will resonate on ears who have the same thing. They've gone through the injections, they've seen the other chiropractors. But just to know that there's still hope out there, I think your words you'll never know how far reaching your words really go. But then too, you know, and I appreciate your trust. You had kind of quite a bit going on before and while you came in. So just that appreciation that you allow us to be alongside of the health journey for you and your family is always appreciated.
Well, we appreciate what you do. And we so believe in your clinic and what you do that we tell everybody about it. We tell our family, our friends, you know, because we've seen improvements, you know, we've seen results, you know, and we want other people to share in that same experience. So we highly recommend Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and we tell everybody about it. It gave us our life back. What more can you say?
Hey.
You know, it's just incredible.
I thank you so much for your time and your, we love seeing you in the office, the presence and the support that you lend to the office. I always appreciate it. So thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, doctor. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Have a great one. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
So if you want to know more about how to schedule an appointment at our office, you can give us a call. If we're not there, you can leave a message. We'll call you back. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can go online to schedule an appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Your initial exam and consultation is just $25. We work with a handful of different insurances, so you can bring in your insurance. We can check to see if there is any coverage. But two, we can go through a more in detail and in-depth evaluation, go through a consultation, figure out if we need to take any additional images in terms of x-rays. We'll go through the cost, what that looks like. But our goal, when you listen to Brian, is to make care affordable for not only individuals, but for full families, regardless of insurance coverage. You know, we are Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and that is what our goal is designed to do, is get families well. So again, 317-893-2853, or check us out at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. When we come back, let's talk about some action steps and some mindset changes of what exactly you can do to start taking back your life.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
My mission, my goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is to change the world. And the way you change the world is by doing it one person at a time. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So when we speak more about quality of life, there are some action steps that apply to absolutely everyone who's listening. Before I go into those three action steps, I want to read this. We have it hanging on the back of chairs in our office, and it is Shine a Light. It is by Marianne Williamson. So, and if once you hear this, you will know. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so others don't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. Marianne Williamson. We have it hanging on the back of the chairs in our office right now. I think what speaks so much is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. We are all set here for a purpose. You know, and we talk about so often, when you look at that quality of life, hey, my husband texts me today that one of his good friends that he has served with for quite some time, deployed with multiple times to, you know, just hellacious tours through Iraq in 2007, 8, 9, 10. You know, he just lost his sister, a loved one who's really, really close to him, left behind husband, multiple kids. And it's just that reminder of how short life is. And the things that we put off are ones that might not see tomorrow. I'll share with you this story. I shared it before once or twice, so you might have heard it. But a couple of years back, we had a patient who, she was traveling. She was a max living patient, right? So she was a max living patient, you know, in one of the Dakotas. And she was coming down to the Indianapolis area to visit her daughter. And she said, hey, I've got to find an office to get adjusted because there's no way I'm visiting you for a couple weeks without getting adjusted. So she comes in, you know, she is in her 80s, just dolled up, ready, like in her Sunday best, makeup, hair done. I'll never forget her. You know, we're like, okay, well, do you need help? She said, no, I know exactly what to do. I know exactly what to do. And she did. She came in. She knew all of her in-office therapies. She got warmed up, adjusted, and her daughter brought her in. Well, we had only seen her a couple times. Fast forward several years later, the daughter came in. And I said, what made you want to come in and get further evaluated? And the daughter said, well, my mom is decades older than me, and she is light years more healthy than I am. And I figured if I want to be as healthy and vibrant as my mom, I need to do some of the things that she's doing. So I want to live, you know, a max living principled five essentials life. Awesome. So she started under care. Around the same time, there was a loved one in our family who was going through a cancerous diagnosis. And it was a cancer that was in his pancreas. And so it couldn't be removed. And he wasn't tolerating chemotherapy well. So really he was at this point, but, you know, going through that quality of life, he was, urinating and defecating on himself. He couldn't care for himself on his own. You know, the degradation of his health and his quality of life, it was rapid and it was violent when you look at how negative it was. And so the patient who came in, she had come in and she told me one day, she said, hey, I just wanted to let you know that my mom passed away. And I said, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. And this patient said, don't be sorry. She said, you know, she is serving a great potential now, just in a different place. And she said, what happens is that it was like a Wednesday morning. She had gone to mass and she was outside picking flowers. She was like helping with upkeep outside of the church. And there's a gentleman out there with her. And she said that she just collapsed. Her mom just collapsed. And this gentleman said it was like God just came and scooped up her soul and left her body. And that's how she went. And a couple days later, I watched this family member of mine, you know, literally wither away into nothing. And he had lost his life all around the same time. You know, the woman who had collapsed at church, I mean, she had to be in her late 80s, early 90s. The other family member, he was probably only in his 70s, so 20 years difference. And I just look at, who knows, right? Like, who knows when it's our time? Because, you know, it could be tomorrow for all we know. That course, I truly believe, is set. But that being said, if I have anything to do with it, the time that I spend here on Earth, I'm going to make sure I do everything in my power to make sure that I have a say on that quality of life, right? And so that's when you talk about quality of life, that's what our goal is at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You know, the headaches, neck pain, and back pain, it's about whole body wellness. You know, that's exactly what we talk about. Because you look at someone like Brian, who was a testimony earlier, and he says, hey, you know what I'm able to do now? Spend time with my family. I'm able to go to California and go hiking and run on the beach. And you know, months ago, he was with a cane walking. And so could he spend that quality of time? Is he serving his purpose? And so there's three main things that we really have to do in order to regain our quality of life. One of them is going to be, we have to change our mindset. We are told by everyone that we can't, right? It's not possible. It's not feasible. You're not capable. You're not able. And here's where I need to tell you that you are. And it might not be where you're at in your life that you gain 100% fully reversed, whatever that ailment is, right? But I had a professor in chiropractic school who was incredibly principled, had a great, great philosophy on life. And he said, if you put a mirror underneath someone's nose, does it fog? And if the answer is yes, that healing potential is within them, right? So look, my job right now is to tell you that you are able and you are capable to make those changes. And sometimes we just need someone where we feel like is in your corner and is on your side to be able to speak that life into you. So we've got to change our mindset. We've got to look at responsibility, right? Number two is looking at responsibility. That responsibility is so important. I say this all the time. There's no one who's responsible for your health but you. It is not your insurance company. It is not your medical doctor. Listen, stop letting your insurance company dictate your healthcare decisions. Well, you know, I'm not going to. My insurance doesn't pay for it. I don't. Yeah. Insurance is sick care. It is designed for catastrophic care. You look at those two individuals, my family member who passed away from a horrific, life-altering cancer, and someone who's just spirit scooped up off the ground, you know, which one did insurance pay more of? Did insurance pay for her organic vegetables or her chiropractic adjustments or her, you know, gym memberships or, and then they didn't. The insurance didn't pay for any of that. But you know what they did pay for? Chemotherapy and radiation and surgery and, right? All of the insurance paid for all of it. Stop letting your health decisions be dictated by your insurance. Your medical doctor, also not responsible for your health. You are the only person responsible for your health. So especially too, if you have a loved one, man, I would love to eat healthier, but you know, my spouse just really isn't on board. It's not their responsibility. You know, and it is hard, right? I won't discredit that. It's hard to do it by yourself, right? And I will tell you that people who have that support system is exponentially more successful. So if you can't have an in-office partnership, cool. Let's figure out. Let's find you someone in the office who can be your accountability partner. Maybe it's one of our team members. You know, but you have to stop shifting the blame and start taking accountability and responsibility for your health. No one else is going to fight for it. No one else is going to care about it as much as you can and you should for your health. It's what having your health doesn't allow you to do. You know, when you don't have your health, it affects you as an individual. But when you don't have your health, your time with family looks different. Your weekends look different. Your family vacations look different. Your health affects not only you, but every single person around you. So number one, we have to start feeling empowered to make that change. You can. And though it might not be leaps and bounds, you're going to see a change in terms of a positive. You have to start taking responsibility. And the second is you need to take action, right? Once you take responsibility and you realize, you know what? I've let it go too far. I should have never let it get to this point. I should have started making changes earlier, right? You take that accountability back, then you've got to start taking action. It's making those steps. And the one thing I will tell you where I find people are most successful is finding your big why. So your big why, what does that mean? So say you've got a larger waist, right? We talked about that in the health and the news. A larger waist increases all risk mortality. And you say, hey, I know this large waist is from the nutrition components that I'm making, like poor nutrition choices. And so push comes to shove, you know, the holidays come around, birthdays come around, you know, travel, vacation, the office work party, they all come around. And we say, hey, you have the option. You have a salad and you have donuts, right? You can have a smoothie for breakfast or you can have those donuts. You can have a salad for lunch or you can have that piece of pizza. And you're like, man, that pizza's going to taste pretty delicious though. But when you say, hey, what's your big why? You know, and for me, it's looking at, I want to lead as an example for my children. I was not brought up holistic or natural. And it took me, you know, well over the course of a decade to really start implementing and integrating those changes. Having children, I want to be able to lead as that example to say, hey, you know, this is what we do that make us healthy and well. Here are the action steps that we take in terms of responsibility. And so I want to be able to watch my kids get married. I want to be able to welcome grandkids into the world. I want to be able to steal my grandkids for a week, right? I'm like a really long ways away from that, like decades upon decades. So like I have to take care of myself. I want to be able to spend more time with my husband, you know, that quality time. I want to be able, you know, to say, hey, we worked so hard so we can retire and we can travel more and we get to visit the grandkids we may or may not have, right? Like those are the ones. So finding that big why is going to allow you to dictate, okay, is that piece of pizza going to increase your weight line, increase your all-risk mortality, you know, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's? Or is it going to move you towards that goal of being able to meet those grandbabies one day? Or to stay active so you can play at the park, so you can retire, so you can, you know, run on the beach of California with your kids? You know, what does that look like? But you have to change the mindset in order to make those action steps. The other action steps, I mean, that's exactly what we're here for at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It's whole body wellness. So it's looking at nutrition, detoxification. And that is something that we lead through. We've got advanced workshops, you know, multiple times a month, but being able to really touch base and say, hey, you know, I need someone on my side to walk me through this health journey. You found your place at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. That's our goal. So number there, 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, or you can schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So your initial exam consultation is $25. People have insurance questions, you can bring it in. We'll get your insurance checked and verified so that you know time and cost-wise before anything happens. But it allows us to sit down in more in detail to figure out what's going on with you, what have you tried, what do your health goals look like, and how can we be on your team and a facilitator for that. You know, it's just, it is truly one of the biggest blessings. You know, talking to team, I remind them, like, no one said that this path that we have been blessed with was going to be easy. You know, a day in the office isn't necessarily the easiest, right? Things come about, but nothing that you do that's worthwhile in life is typically easy. You know, but you know what it is? It's worth it. Every single day, every single story, every single testimony and testament to what the body has the capability to do if you just allow it to do what it was meant to do. And that's function and heal. Remember, you're a child of God. You have a purpose. Let's get back to that quality of life to serve it. So lastly, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.